and you shall know the truth.
And the truth that you know shall set you free.
Sanctify them by thy truth.
Thy word is truth.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he shares with you liberating truth from God's word. It's intimacy, it's partnership, it's fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Emmanuel, thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Worship him from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. God in the midst of his people. Mighty. We hail you, Most High.
Yeah.
be compared with your majesty. Heaven is his throne, and the earth is his kingdom. Who art man that thou art mindful of him? The Son of Man that thou visitest him. Thou hast made him a little lower than Elohim and crowned him with glory. There is no one. There is no one. That conquered the grave lives in me. Help me worship us.
Lives in me.
Your love that rescued the earth.
Your love that rescued the earth lives in me.
It lives in me. Go ahead and prophesy and say the same power. I may be slow, but I'm coming. I may not look like it,
of God. Saints of God, pray, prophesy. The same power by the Holy Ghost. The same life. Same ability. Same strength. Same wisdom. Same energy. Same power. Same power. Hallelujah. 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 Aren't you glad that we're not ordinary people? We may talk like the men in the system. We may breathe in and out. But we don't have the same life, brothers and sisters. There is a divine life. Jesus transferred a divine life. Said in John chapter 10 verse 10, he said, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill and to destroy. But I am come, not to give you a religion, not to make you Christians. I am come that ye may have life, Zoe, a quality of life that has not been known. A life that is superior to this realm. John chapter 3 verse 31 says, he that cometh from above, whoever possesses this divine life, is practically, literally, above all. Hallelujah. So tonight we're going to sing one more song, crying that the Lord will open the gates and the doors of revelation. Without his spirit, we are only noisemakers here. Hallelujah. It's only by his spirit. Hallelujah. Never forget in your life, in your ministry, in your business, in your endeavor, that outside of the spirit of God, you have no existence. Hallelujah. Open up the gates. Open up the door. It's a very simple song.
Open up the gate.
Hallelujah. Just hold on. I want to teach you the song for those of you who don't know. You hear the worshipers sing it once and then we'll follow. Hallelujah. It's a very simple song, prophetic song. It says, open up the gates of revelation. Gates of insight in the spirit.
Open up the gates. Open up the door.
Now just hear the worshippers sing it once and then we'll join
open
in concert.
Open up the gates.
Open up the gates.
Open up the door.
Open up the door. It's a pretty song. Simple song. A powerful song. Sing. Contains deep revelation that cannot be exhausted in this realm. There are gates and doors wherein archives and mysteries of the spirit are hidden.
Open up the gate.
One more time.
Open up the gate.
Open up the gate. confess that we are helpless without you. We declare our inability to help ourselves. Lord, we are confident that by your Spirit, you will communicate deep things into our hearts. Lord, our hearts are open tonight. Bless our hearts. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you. Walk up to 10 people. Tell them it's good to see your face again. To be in his presence. For the word of the Lord says, in his presence there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and ye shall know the truth. Hallelujah. And he said, the truth that you know will make you, it will make you free. Hallelujah. And we thank God for his grace. He's building us, equipping us by the power of his Spirit. Like my brother rightly said, this is a training ground where God is building and equipping sons and daughters, those who will be the custodians of the next revival of the Spirit. If you believe that, say amen. So thank you, Lord Jesus. Appreciate the worshipers. Great people. Acts chapter 4, verse 16. Or let's start from verse 15. And when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, 16, saying, what shall we do to these men? It's a question. For that indeed a notable miracle had been done by them, and is manifest to all those who dwell in Jerusalem. The last phrase, and we cannot deny it. What shall we do to this man? For that indeed a notable miracle had been done by them, and is manifest to all those who are in Jerusalem. And we cannot deny it. Look up. Tonight, God is going to be challenging us very briefly. Hallelujah. On the need to stand out as beacons of light and begin to manifest the kingdom, the light, the power, the glory, the audacity and the grace that flows from the kingdom that we represent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now this was an interesting story, because it was an event that followed the healing of the man at the beautiful gate. Hallelujah. When he was healed by Peter and John, it stirred up controversy in Jerusalem. And when he got into the temple, the scribes and the Pharisees suddenly saw the man. He was sitting in an obvious position. The Bible tells us that he had a spot at the beautiful gate. And every time people passed to pray, they would drop alms. Hallelujah. And at a certain time, during the hour of prayer, the Bible says Peter and John went to pray. And seeing this man, he was begging for alms. And Peter said, look on us. The Bible says he looked at them steadfastly, expecting to receive something. And he says, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, give unto you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says Peter reached out and grabbed him, and he leaping stood. And he ran into the temple, jumping and leaping and rejoicing. And there was so much controversy, and on account of this, they had to hold a meeting. Hallelujah. Because the apostles were now becoming obvious threats to their environment. Hallelujah. And the scribes, the Pharisees, felt threatened by the presence of certain people. Although they were not educated, as it were, they were not learned people. Hallelujah. And they had to call them over to the Jerusalem Council, the Council of Religious People. Isn't it amazing that when Jesus walked upon the earth, he never had problem with sinners and unbelievers? His problem was with religious people. Hallelujah. And when the saints, the first fruit of the finished work of Christ, walked upon the earth, they didn't have a problem with demons and devils. Hallelujah. Their major problem was among religious people. It's amazing how religion can resist the things that the Holy Spirit is doing. They were men and women full of human understanding, but had no comprehension of the precepts of the Spirit. For you to be a scribe and a Pharisee, you had to know the five books of Moses, the Torah, the Pentateuch. You had to know it off heart. And Moses in that prophesied and says, a prophet shall God send to you. Was prophetically speaking about Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And when Jesus walked upon the earth, although they had that in their head, they still persecuted him until they killed him. That's why Jesus, speaking in John 6 verse 63, said, the flesh profited nothing. He said, it's the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And Paul, extending that statement, said, the natural man understandeth not the things of the spirit. He said, for they are spiritually discerned. You don't use your five senses to understand the things of the spirit, because it gets to a plane where every revelation you are encountering will wrestle every sense of logic that you have. So you must be able to ascend the hill of the Lord, whether or not your mind understands. That's why we call it faith. Hallelujah. That our life and our walk in this realm is absolutely hinged on the integrity of the one we are following, and not necessarily on our degree of comprehension in what he's doing. Hallelujah. And so he said, a notable miracle. I'm going to speak very briefly on what I titled notable manifestation of sons. Notable manifestation of sons. We've spoken a lot about the manifestation of sons. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 from verse 18 says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Then verse 19 says, for the earnest expectation of creation awaits the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. And the next verse says, for the whole creation was subject to vanity, not willingly, but by him who subjected the same in hope, talking about Adam, the first man, handing over the rightful keys of dominion to Satan. Hallelujah. And so the earth groans and travails, waiting for the manifestation of sons. I need you to understand that all through Bible history, the only way that men give glory to God is when the deeds of God is seen and expressed in the eyes of men. Are you listening to me? When, no matter how supernatural a thing is, if it ends in the secret, God cannot be glorified. Are you listening to me? Because for God to be glorified, men must be the ones to give him glory. Are you following me? And therefore, they must see and understand the goodness and the deeds of God. And then as a response to what they see, they will give him glory and give him praise. And so when I talk about notable, the word notable connotes being obvious, being significant, being outstanding, worthy of note. The Bible makes us to understand in Acts chapter 4 verse 16. The apostles had been doing great things while Jesus was around. The Bible records that when he sent the 70, hallelujah, that they went and came back and said, even the demons are subject to us through thy name. So it was not exactly their first time of experiencing the manifestation of the power of God. However, the Bible says this was a different one. And what made it different? It wasn't because the miracle was new. It was because it was notable. Say after me, notable. It was notable. Done before everyone. Undeniable. Irrefutable. Beyond argument. Hallelujah. A notable miracle. And when the scribes and the Pharisees gathered themselves together, because they said, through which name did you cast this out? And Peter began to preach a sermon, and they brought themselves together. They said, brothers and sisters, well, no sisters, they're brothers. Praise God for ladies. How come there were no ladies when they were conspiring to do all these bad things? Ladies, that should be a thumbs up. So, are we agreeing that men are the cause of... Come on, remember Eve. Hallelujah. Remember Jezebel. Remember the mystery Babylon was not a man, was a woman upon the horse. Can I continue? Okay, remember the mother of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, that aside, let's continue. The Bible says that a notable miracle. Although they didn't believe God, they didn't love the things of God, there was no human way they would prove that this was not so. Hallelujah. Notable manifestations of signs. The Bible makes us to understand that special miracles, he called them special miracles. They were not regular miracles. Special miracles were wrought through the hands of Paul, such that handkerchiefs and aprons were brought together. The Bible says, just leaving his body, devils, demons were casted out. Special miracles. The manifestation of songs will not create the kind of ripple effect that the kingdom desires until everything about our lives become notable. The secret of expressing glory to God through our life is that everything about our lives will be reckoned to be notable. The Bible tells us that many men live long. However, there was a man that caught the attention in the Bible. Hallelujah. What was his name, Bible students? Sorry? Some people are saying, Mel what? Hallelujah. Who's the oldest man in the Bible? Come on. How old? Expo. Praise God. Now, several people live long. But how come we don't preach about the other people that live long? Something was notable about the longevity of Methuselah. The Bible tells us that there were many wise men. I mean, the spirit of wisdom and creativity in Exodus 31 rested upon Bezalel. But the Bible tells us that there was something notable about the wisdom of Solomon. It was so notable that Queen Sheba had to come from the east to reckon with the fact that there was something notable about this man. And the Bible says when she came and saw the splendor of the palace and the manifestation of the artistry, the creativity and the wisdom of the spirit, the Bible testifies that there was no more breath in her. And she said, half of this was not told me. Notable manifestations of songs. Hallelujah. Notable. There were many men who were men of faith in the Bible. How
come every time we talk about an icon of faith, we suddenly move to the father Abraham? Notable manifestations. The Bible says that a notable miracle happened. And as a result, because he was notable, if he was just a miracle, they would try to deny it. But they said a notable miracle. Everybody saw this man crippled. And then one moment they saw him standing. They couldn't deny it. They couldn't say it was stage managed, for he had been there a long time. The notable manifestation of the sons will begin to silence.